This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2029. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 9th, Alaska, Algeria, Anguilla, Antarctica, Armenia, Australia, Austria, Canada, East Turkestan, Eritrea, India, Iran, Korea South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Laos, Mexico, North America, Oman, Philippines, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, via Rusty X, Dmitry Kutuzov in Ryazan on Denim Radio DX, quote something from the KNLS Alaska website as of March 27th. In connection with the coronavirus epidemic, our operations center has been operating since March 20th in abbreviated mode and or remotely. Possible delays in replies to your letters and QSL requests. Both stations will continue to broadcast as usual. However, there was soon a follow-up to that, which says we have a difficult situation, not only in connection with the actual coronavirus, but also economy. From April 1st, not a joke, the station in Alaska will not be broadcasting. We hope it will be temporary and will resume in a month. The station in Madagascar will continue on the air. That was signed by Konstantin Chernushenko of the KNLS Alaska Russian Service. Meanwhile, however, Alaska has another international broadcaster, and this one is on medium wave, quite a rarity in the U.S., KICY in Nome on 850. Via NRC DX News, they have been granted temporary authorization to reduce power to only 25 kilowatts day and night to save on energy costs due to financial problems exacerbated by you-know-what. Normally, FCC rejects applications for the station can technically operate as licensed, but made this exception. Of course, this station is evangelical, and during their Russian service only, they are extremely directional, beamed across toward Siberia. Somebody doesn't like Algeria broadcasting via France at 05 to 06 UT on 7295 in Arabic. On April 8th, I was hearing some jamming, rapid tone pips from carriers or a tone about 0.7 kHz above and below 7295. Could have just been an AmeriHam PO'd over this intrusion. Because of its convoluted schedule, not necessarily on the same frequency at the same time every day, the Caribbean beacon Anguilla is easy to overlook. It's often off the air. But as of April 5th, it was dawning on me that it's not been heard at all for at least a week or more. Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association was also wondering about this. Has anyone been hearing them lately on 6090 or 11775? Harold Froge in Michigan replies, nothing from Reverend Barbie or dead Dr. Jean on 6090 or 11775 for at least a week. That was on April 6th. And still no reports of them by April 9th. So could the virus have something to do with this? LRA 36 Antarctica continues to broadcast only on a sporadic basis, but it seems more and more often as they're getting into the winter season, going on the air only for special occasions on 15475.97 CUSB. We got advance notice of another such broadcast on April 7th starting at 14 UT. Thanks to news from the GRA blog in Argentina, the occasion was celebrating the annual World Health Day, of all things. Anyhow, I was able to pick up a just barely audible carrier on its signature off-frequency, thanks to the almost all-water path from Esperanza to Enid, but then I tuned into a remote receiver in Brazil to hear it much better, from before 15 UT until after 16. By remote receiver direction finding, Wolfgang Büschel has concluded that 11570, the Iran International TV London relay for Iran in Persian, as heard at 0415 UT, April 5th, is coming from a site in Armenia. Whereas during the previous season, November to February,
time delay of arrival direction finding pointed to a site either in Uzbekistan or Tajikistan. April 2nd at 14:47, I was hearing a slow story in English on 11825, as in a language lesson. That's reached beyond Australia's now scheduled in English at 14:30 to 1500. The spotlight show, which is actually evangelical masquerading as a language lesson. Via Alan Rowe and the British TX Club, we find that the English services of RBA have been much reduced, in fact, to this broadcast daily for half an hour, and on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 15 minutes at 12:45 on 11750. But they have lots and lots of Asian languages, where listeners are expected to be more ripe for conversion. Austria still has one shortwave broadcast as a token, that is the national broadcaster, 6155 in German between 05 and 0620 UT, except weekends closing earlier at 0610. And before 0600, we hear a bit of classical music, always good to find on shortwave. I finally found how to listen to this later on their website, along with a playlist. It's within Guten Morgen Österreich. It's a news network mainly, but they include bits of classical music promoting what they'll be playing in full later on, apparently. I lament that there's no longer any few minutes of English news on this transmission, but John Filiozzi replies, it's not on HF and not classical music, but if you're looking for English language news from Austria, there is plenty of it on the bilingual German and English ORF Domestic Youth Network, FM4, streamed via fm4.orf.at. Not every long or medium wave beacon you may hear is from the land. In IRCA, Walt Salmaniv says, I found a strong beacon on 410 kHz ZQ, which is from the Canadian Coast Guard ship Sir Wilfrid Laurier, an icebreaker and nav aids tender. Why do Coast Guard ships have beacons for their helicopters? She's tied up downtown about 2 kilometers or so from me directly in Victoria. Nick Hallpatch, also in Victoria, replies, according to dxinfocenter.com, 410 is referred to as a maritime RDF channel, with a number of Canadian Coast Guard ships beacons listed, so ZQ doesn't seem uncommon. And Steve Ratzlaff replies, it's been reported since February 8th and continues to be. The beacon appears to be left on currently for whatever reason, widely heard on the West Coast. Wolfgang Büschel reports another leapfrog mixing product caused by China Radio International landing on exactly 14,000 kHz. CRI English is heard. He explains it's 13710, leaping over 13855, another 145 kHz beyond. At 14:45 UT, that's English on the lower frequency, Chinese on the fulcrum frequency, first reported by another Wolf, DK2OM. This in BCDX, the site is actually Kashgar, East Turkestan. So let me remind you that the April 7th edition of Frontline on PBS television in the U.S. is titled China Undercover, a report from China's secretive Xinjiang region, where the communist regime has imprisoned masses of Muslims and is testing sophisticated surveillance technology on the population. At least within the U.S., it may be streamed via pbs.org. Ivo Ivanov says one of the clandestines for Eritrea, Radio Sinit, is inactive for the A20 season. It had been running at 05 to 06 Saturdays only on 9540 via France. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener keeps track of what's happening in India. He cites a circular designating the AIR external services and shortwave transmitters for that as non-essential. The domestic shortwave transmitters were not mentioned, in contrast to medium wave, FM, and TV. So that explains why those transmitters are still being heard. But there is a mystery of why Bengaluru 9865 was shut down, while the other channel for Vivid Bharati, Aligarh 9380, remained active. In DX India, Joe Jacob says that on April 4th, 9865 was running news in English at 1512 UT, also carried on 9950 and 11560. Wolfgang Büschel was also hearing these until they went off by 1535 after some news in Hindi. One of the few English broadcasts from Iran ends at 2020 UT on 9855. But Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts reports that English continued, restarting at 2022 UT on 9665, the hour which is supposed to be in Spanish. In Rusty X, Anatoly Klepov found something of interest on the KBS World Radio website from South Korea March 29th, saying they have a new service, the ability to print confirmation of receipt of reports on reception in electronic form. You fill out their report on the website, click register and print, and there you have your EQSL. That is via world.kbs.co.kr. The question which remains in my mind, at least, is whether anybody checks these reports for accuracy, or will it automatically verify anything, whether it's correct or not. Ron Howard in California monitors this week's jump-around frequencies for the clandestines from South to North Korea. Voice of the People, 3480, 3910, 3930, 4455, 6520, 6600, checked at 1040 UT. And a couple of minutes earlier, Echo of Hope was on 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100. While the third station, Voice of Freedom, as of April 7th, was back to 5920 instead of 6045, while the North Korean jamming stayed up on 6135, doing no harm. Eike Biervert in Germany says, noted another slot for the English language lesson from Echo of Hope, April 8th at 1940 to 1956 UT, on all those frequencies via a remote. And then on April 9th, Ron Howard heard the English lesson on 9100 from 1129 until 1157, but most of it was in Korean. Zacharias Yangas in Thessaloniki, Greece, reports on differentiating Dengue Welat, the Kurdish clandestine, from the Turkish jamming on 11530. On March 26th at 1111, he says they were mixed both in a way such that in 80% of the time, Dengue Welat wins the signal level battle. The two signals were about 110 hertz apart. Radio Kuwait's English service has long been at a time impossible to hear it in North America, 05 to 08 UT on 15530. But now, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports those 3 hours have been changed from English to the Arabic General Service. It's monitored April 8th and 9th, probably due to the virus. Now we have an alternative to 6130, trying to hear the English broadcast from Lao National Radio at 1430 UT. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says LNR has given its website a makeover. The national service is available with a live audio stream, including the foreign language service English at 1430. It's lnr.org.la. The stream seems to have a 3-minute lag. Radio Educación Mexico City had been missing from 6185 for a couple of weeks until Manuel Mendez heard it again, April 6th at 1820 UT on 6185. He's in Spain, but he was using a remote receiver in Brownsville, South Texas. I tried it too, April 8th at 1725 via Brownsville, and was getting a fairly good and well-modulated signal. That's over a full daytime path to there. Why can't they do as well at night further away? Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2029. A non-commercial service, also providing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Doug Brown of London, Ontario, and Seminole, Florida, who sent a U.S. dollar check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. North American pirate activity seems to have increased lately. I wonder why. Maybe more pirates have more time on their hands at home. At least I've logged more than usual. I'll run through a few of them from the past week, in some cases with identification help from HF Underground. 6923 LSV, April 3rd at midnight 12, Virus 19 Radio. 6960 AM, April 4th at 0204, Ball Smacker Radio, as in a bowling ball hitting pins. Complete with sound effects, 4176 USB, April 4th at 0213, XFM, and or the Pirate Radio Relay League. 6934.9 AM, April 4th at 0223, Captain Morgan Shortwave. 6950 USB, April 5th at midnight 1, WTF Radio Worldwide. I guess that means we're the finest. 5165 AM, April 5th at midnight 3, XFM. 6936 USB, April 5th at the early hour here of 2143, Cold Virus 19. 4955 USB instead of the licensed Peruvian, April 6th at 0327, thanks to a tip from Mick Delmage in Alberta, Mixed Radio International Worldwide. It seems they were on the air for 4 hours or more, but we heard them going off at 0359. And a couple of more pirate logs by our World of Radio IO group contributors. Robert Butterfield in Maryland reports, 6939 USB, April 3rd at 2351, COVID-19 radio, also known as Viral 19 Radio. And another daytime log by Chris Gay in Kentucky of Strawberry Lemonade Radio, 6950 USB, April 5th at 1524 with heavy metal. Thanks to springtime warm-ups, Tropo FM and TVDX is increasing. You might check especially in your morning hours when it's more likely. The past several days I've had TVDX from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and even the northwest corner of Louisiana beyond 300 miles. As long as Cuba is occupying 15140 with terrible modulation, we're not going to hear Oman over here. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been following Radio Sultanate on 15140. There's scheduled an English hour at 14 UT. If it's on the air, you can never be sure whether it's going to be in English or Arabic. It was in English, he says, on April 3rd. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany was also listening to this on April 3rd and reports, I stopped at the reactivated frequency of 15140. It's taken from Oman FM, the nation's station on 90.4 FM, a mix of Western music. Always interesting to suddenly hear birds chirping and reminding listeners not to forget the Muslim sunset prayer. And a little later, Western music pops in again with Western loudness. Another usual feature was sports talk, this time on snooker. Most remarkable feature was a statement of the Indian ambassador, probably in Malayalam, not Hindi, at 1425 and 1456, advising Indian expatriates in these times of the virus, giving contact numbers for a helpline. The repeated statement was not fully broadcast because at 1458 it changed back to Arabic. Then Ivo says the entire hour was in Arabic instead of English on April 6th and 7th. On April 8th, it was mostly in English starting at 1409. A few weeks ago, we noted that Radio Pilipinas was missing from A20 HSCC registrations. It used to have two shortwave broadcasts, and no one has reported hearing them, at least not on the previously known frequencies. Kai Ludwig says we should still check whether the programming is being played out via their website at 0200, 0330, or 1730 to 1930, www.pbsradio.ph. Ron Howard observes that there has been an announcement on their website about some changes to their domestic service, so it may also affect the external service. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, while some international broadcasters have given up producing new broadcasts due to isolation restrictions and have either temporarily shut down their shortwave broadcasts or are relaying domestic services, Radio Romania International is still producing daily broadcasts and including updates on the pandemic situation in Romania as well as elsewhere. Four scheduled frequencies, for example, for the 2030 UT broadcast in English to Europe and North America, were noted on 8 April, 6170 fair to good, 11850 poor to fair, 13650 good with hum but not heard on 7315. And there are 2 one-hour broadcasts to North America later, as we've previously covered, or 3 if you include another one to Europe. Hans-Jörg Biener reports on Saudi Arabia as of April 5th. Taking into account Al-Azm on 11745 and the Yemen service on 11860, we have up to 10 transmitters on the air at the peak time of 15 to 16 UT, namely 9650, 9790, 15225, 15435, 13710, 17615, 9695, and 7240. The actual state of the foreign services partly remains a mystery. Some are definitely on the air, while other languages are questionable, such as French. About Somalia, Warsan Radio we mentioned before, being heard on 7750, Dan Robinson says, I was surprised to find an S3-5 signal from it via remotes in India and Europe. Adds another programming from 1804 UT. The best I've ever heard the station, and I was able to verify it in 2019 with a friendly response via email. This was on April 6th. Antonello Napolitano in Italy replies, I'm also hearing it with a good signal via web SDR in Switzerland. And Dan replies, more interference on the frequency after 1830, but signal still quite good. Amazing at such a distance. That is, if it's really as listed, 100 watts. At about 1858, programming stopped and dropped out. While I was listening via Switzerland, but via a UK receiver, programming was still being heard. Then Dan got a new response from the station in English, saying we're very excited to hear from you again. No new equipment. Warsan Radio has provided for power increase, but our signal is heard so many thousands of kilometers away from our location. Maybe the weather was very clear and supportive. We really appreciate the info. We've listened to the MP3 file you sent. It was one of our daily advertisements for April 6th. This was signed by someone named Hilal, H-I-L-A-A-L. And that's about Warsan Radio by Doas Somalia on 7750. Via the British DX Club communication, the A20 schedule for Radio Thailand in English, all transmitted direct. The first broadcasts are for America on 15590, but we're lucky if they're propagating at all, I found, midnight to 01 and 02 to 0230 UT. Then at 5:30 to 6, 17640 for Europe, 11:30 to 11:45, 5875. However, Ron Howard says that's not really in English. He heard some other language. 12:30 to 13 and 14 to 14:30 for Asia and Australia, 9390. 19 to 20 and 20:30 to 20:45 for Europe, on 9920. Regarding problems at the Voice of Turkey, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight thinks he's got a message through to their engineering department about a terrible problem with the 5945 frequency, at least one night at 1930 UT. And regarding the radio teletype interference on 9830 at 22 to North America, he says, this U.S. Navy site in Puerto Rico, after the 1st of January 1999, when 31 meters was extended to 9900, all fixed service stations should have been allocated frequencies outside the broadcast band. It should have been actioned by the FCC, but somehow 9830 was overlooked. It should be a clear channel for Turkey. It seems the Voice of America is digging into its archives to keep some programming on the air. Mike Cooper in Atlanta, who listens a lot to the VOA, at least via their English stream, says issues in the news on April 5th at 15:05 UT, the weekly discussion show, turned out to be an old episode about the release of the Mueller report and the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral. Former VOA correspondent Dan Robinson says, anyone interested in reading the other side of the story regarding VOA and the U.S. AGM, check BBG Watch, that is bbgwatch.com, and look for the Clean-House section. I can usually hear best the WRMI broadcast of World of Radio after 01 UT on 7780 by tuning to the Utwente SDR in Holland, since that frequency is aimed at Europe. But bad news on April 8th, it says the antenna system seems to have developed a defect, so very few signals are still detectable. Due to the pandemic, university buildings are closed, so it's unclear if and when a repair can be attempted. Well, at least there's still lots of other SDRs with less capacity. Two of our Sunday evening or early UT Monday broadcasts on 7780 continue on WRMI, but with no parallels at either time, 0130 and 0230. Among countless other times, WaveScan is scheduled on three frequencies, UT Tuesdays at 0130, 5010, 5850, and 7780. However, the top one has been carrying something else. I heard exactly the same thing 2 weeks apart on April 7th and March 24th. It's introduced as a pilot program of some kind of music, but I cannot catch its identity or contact info. What is this? Alan Holder, Isle of Wight, has a reply from Alan Wiener at WBCQ about World's Last Chance being on 9330 only. He said we're kind of stuck there for a while until tune-up on additional frequencies is programmed and tuned in. Not an easy task with this transmitter and antenna still gaining operational experience. Little by little, it seems more and more AM stations are turning off IBOC noise. Tom Jasinski in Joliet says, IBOC for WSCR 670 Chicago and WBBM 780 has been off for over a month. Both stations now share the same tower. I was noticing a transatlantic carrier on 657 without interference that also opens up 684. In IRCA, Martin Folsom, California says KNX 1070 has turned off their IBOC so I can hear stations again on 1060. Also no more IBOC from XEKAM 950. But don't get your hopes up yet. Via Mike Terry, a Radio World story of April 7th, says the National Association of Broadcasters says there is no need for further industry testing before the FCC can allow AM stations individually to switch to all digital operation on a voluntary basis. We reported that four AM stations in the St. Louis market had their licenses canceled by the FCC on March 20th, but true to form, at least one of them kept on broadcasting KZQZ on 1430, reported by various listeners as late as April 1st, such as John J. Rieger in Wisconsin and NRC DX News. But our listener, Rich Koshko, of another 1430 station, WCMY in Ottawa, Illinois, says KZQZ finally stopped transmitting at 9:45 a.m. Central, Tuesday, April 7th, 18 days after the FCC terminated the license. Our listeners have complained for years about trouble hearing us in the morning whenever 1430 from St. Louis powers up to its daytime level. But what about the other St. Louis stations? Are they really off the air now? Medium Wave News has a story from somewhere. Texas radio host jailed for 25 years for a Ponzi scheme. William Neal, Doc Gallagher, bilked elderly Christian listeners from his The Money Doctor show on Dallas-Fort Worth frequencies 660, 770, and 820. I wonder if he was ever on shortwave. A Category 5 cyclone hit Vanuatu on April 6th, disrupting the schedule somewhat of Radio Vanuatu, but leading to some exciting listening by those who tuned in, including Alan Pennington, Ron Howard, Manuel Mendez, and Brian Clark. The propagation outlook from SWPC in Boulder, geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled to active levels April 15th, 26th, and 27th, AN candidates peaking at 10 and 4. Solar flux dropping from 70 to 68 by April 11th and back up to 70 by April 24th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2029 with a standard disclaimer.